Hello and welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Griffin Heffman, your host. I'm exhausted. How you doing, Matt Lake?
I'm hungry.
Hungry,
really
exhausted.
Hungry.
What do you got a craving for right now?
Taco Bell. I shouldn't have a craving for that, though.
It's a bad place to be.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of taco are you... What is the Taco Bell... What's your poison?
At Taco Bell?
Yeah, what's...
A gordita crunch.
Ooh.
That's what I always eat.
What is that? Is that...
It's like a soft shell inside of a hard shell.
Oh.
I know, it's the other way around. It's a hard shell and a soft shell. And then it's just like a lot of pepper jack sauce and... melted cheese in there.
That sounds pretty good.
It's. I think it's good.
I really wish Taco Bell would bring back their Cantina tacos. I don't know if you were, if you went, if you were.
Nope.
If you were, if you were into that at the time, they were good. They were like flour tortillas. I think they were supposed to be like low in calorie or something like that. But they came like wrapped in tinfoil and had limes with them, and they were just really light and really fresh tasting, which is bizarre to say about Taco Bell food.
That's very bizarre.
But, man, they were tasty.
Never heard of them.
Cantina Taco.
Whatever.
I'm
sticking to my original.
So, happy after the 4th of July. I know last week you had come over here to celebrate the Independence Day. And you had mentioned to me the Man with the Iron Fists movie.
Yep.
I checked out that trailer. I am all in.
You're all in on that?
I cannot wait for that movie to come out. It looks so good.
It looks somewhat interesting.
It looks stupid. There's a dude who's called Bronze Body, and his martial art weapon is his body is made out of bronze.
Yep.
It is executive produced, written, and starring the RZA.
Yeah, that's where it kind of gets me.
Lucy Liu.
Just a little bit.
Russell Crowe.
Which I thought, well, I'm shocked that he's in this.
Dude, he's just collecting a paycheck.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, yeah, I looked that up. That was looking pretty good. So, Matt.
Yeah? What's going on?
How do you think that you could propel yourself in a desk chair with a fire extinguisher?
Of course not.
Myth busted.
Myth busted big time.
Cannot happen. Maybe we just need a bigger fire extinguisher.
Yeah, more powerful one. Yeah.
Yeah, more power.
Yep, Tim Allen over there.
Tim Allen School of Thought. So what's been going on besides the things that I already know that was going on, your Taco Bell cravings and your 4th of July shenanigans?
Well, I missed last week, but I played Walking Dead when I was at home.
Nice.
I played both episodes. I enjoyed it, though I'm not sure. I think I might be being tricked by it. I kind of think that the game's going to diverge one way or another, but I don't think it does. I think you end up in the same places no matter what your decisions are.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that game has, you know, its moral choices, which are the obvious ones, but it also has a lot of dialogue choices where people will remember things and bring them up later in conversations. And
really?
Yeah, they will. I have this notification thing on. It's when I answer a question, it says, oh, such and such will remember this.
You can turn that off?
Yeah. But I wasn't sure what, because while I was in the options, and there was like, turn on notifications. And I'm like, well, I don't know what notifications they're talking about, so I just turned that on.
Okay.
And I guess that's what it is.
Huh.
But I like that game. I'm interested to see where it's going to go.
You had said it is some of the best like dialogue and moral decisions you've ran into in a video game in like forever. So
in normal video games, I can usually just play it straight, like good or bad. And in this, there's really no good or bad. And my example is, well, I had allied with somebody in that game. His name is Kenny. Kenny and his family. And then Kenny decided
Never
to do something that I did not enjoy, and I did not agree with. And mm-hmm. he's like, I want to do this thing. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. That's messed up. He's like, no, we got to do this. And I'm like, no. And he did it, and now I'm allied with somebody else because of what he did. So it's... usually a game, I can't really do that. I can't really be allied with somebody and then, at least for me, I can't. Usually in games, I can usually just play it one way or another and just be done with it. But I don't know. I just think that the different things they throw at you, I really enjoy that. And that how you, even though you prefer somebody or you want to do a certain thing, you still might say no to that and it changes this completely.
Cool. So there's a really good gray morality to it?
Yeah, there is.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Speaking of Walking Dead, I hear there's another Walking Dead coming up in the future for you Walking Dead fans out there.
Yeah, first-person shooter with the two brothers on that show.
Yeah.
Or one of the brothers, at least.
So the Telltale game is based off a spin-off of the comic books, but this Activision game is going to be based on the AMC Walking Dead show. And it's you play as Dixon? Do you watch The Walking Dead?
I do, but I've forgotten some of the names and people on that show.
You play as a dude named Dixon, and he has a racist brother. And
the rednecks. Yeah.
Like you said, a first-person shooter, and it's their travels to Atlanta for Sanctuary, and Terminal Reality's doing it. You know, the guys that brought us Star Wars Kinect.
Great.
Yeah.
I hope it's better with Kinect.
Yeah, really.
But if this is going to be like the show, basically it's just going to be you sitting around talking all the time. That's all that's going to happen then.
Well, what I've heard is you have a sidekick kind of going with you, maybe besides your brother, and you can ditch them, like kind of hang them out to dry and die, and then go get another partner, or stay with one through the entire game. So kind of maybe some weight to your companionship.
Okay.
Yeah. Here. Let's see. You play anything else when you're at home?
No, I just played Spelunky at your place.
Yeah, we played some Spelunky on the 4th.
I can't play that game anymore.
Well, we're waiting for John, and John's not here right now, so we're watching me suffer through Spelunky. It came out on the 4th of July. Perfect day for that to happen. So I don't know. What is Spelunky, Matt?
Well, it's 2D scroller. It's a randomized dungeon that you go through.
Roguelike.
First world's mine, second world is jungle. Basically, you can collect money, you have to avoid enemies, you have to avoid spikes, you can like kill spiders and bats, you can buy things like climbing shoes and like a compass that'll tell you an exit. But basically, you have to go through 4 levels in the mines, and at the end, you have to have certain requirements for this guy who will build you a shortcut to get to the next world, so you don't have to do the mines all over again. Like, have a certain amount of money, have a certain amount of bombs and ropes. Yeah, you get bombs and ropes in this game where, you know, bombs will destroy part of the environment, and ropes you can just, you know, it's a rope, you can go up and down.
Yeah, because you take damage from falls, and you can only jump so high.
Yeah, spikes kill you in one hit.
It's an unfair game, and you only have four hearts, 4 times to get damaged.
It's a game that tests your patience very much. You have to be very patient.
Yeah, it's I would say it's like a high risk, high consequence game. So you know, you have to be very very particular with each one of your actions that you choose to take. But then it also has really really like tight precision platforming controls.
Yeah,
so
it does.
You know, you can just walk around and have very tight air control, and then you can pull the trigger, and then you get sprint mode, and you kind of can fly through the air a lot faster and move around a lot quicker. But then, you know, you're also increasing your pace and more likely to make mistakes, like, you know, fall too far, not use a rope, or land on spikes if you're not looking, or accidentally not see a spider and have a spider drop on you. So,
yeah,
it's a roguelike. You're, like you said, randomly generated levels, and your goal is just get to the end of it.
Yep.
And we've made it through the jungle, and or from the mines in the jungle, we saw the ice world, ice section for
just a little bit of it.
And then I promptly killed myself.
Yep.
So I was too much pressure. I didn't know what to do.
It was a giant fall, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's we played multiplayer, which was weird. No split screen, so you got to stay up with the person in charge. We also played the death match. That was good.
Yep.
Just a million bombs. Very bummer, man.
That's the way to go. At least I think.
Yeah. That I really like it. I mean, it's $15. It's free for the computer. Like, there's a free version for PC if you want to go that route, but it's not the same. I would highly recommend anybody who wants just any fun game to pick it up and play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, I'll say, even though I don't want to play it ever again, it is a good game.
Yeah.
It's a very well-made game. Just, I can't, my patience is just done, though.
Sure.
I just can't.
You've exhausted all your Spelunky love.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
It's all gone on.
But what about little fake cartoon Indiana Jones?
It's cute, but
not the idol.
Enough. Oh, the idol, yes. You grab an idol, a big rock comes down, and then...
I hear you might be a terrorist.
That, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Stealing items from the shopkeeper, then he...
Or if you drop a bomb in the shopkeeper's area. Just all the little, like, hidden things in there, too, where you're like... You come across this blood-stained altar, and if you put a live person on it, like, they'll explode, and you'll get an item out of it. Like, just... It's like... there's no instruction in the game that says to do that.
Yeah.
Or if you put the idol on the altar, like, what's gonna happen? Just, it rewards trial and error and exploration and has a lot of kind of like gems and Easter eggs in it. Yeah, man. Got some good dead silence going on right there.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I need some dead silence once in a while.
Sure. Speaking of dead silence and dead things, Matt, you want to talk about... Evo, that happened this weekend.
Yeah, it did. I watched it. I pretty much watched the entire thing, which is god awful because it that's a lot of hours per day.
Yeah,
but
I think the highlights of Evo is much better.
Yeah,
time you spent.
Yeah, but I kind of like watching it live just to see what happens.
Sure,
but I could go throughout. Well, I'll just say this. Like,
well, can I ask you questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What were the games that were highlighted this year in Evo? Like, usually there's a couple of core games, but what were they this year?
They were Mortal Kombat, King of Fighters 13, Soul Calibur 5, UMVC 3, which is Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition version 2012.
Right.
And they also had on stage Virtual Fighter 5.
Oh.
They did a little finals for that, yeah. Even though it wasn't a main game, but... And then they also had a
tournament... Wait, is that... Okay, VF5, is that the newest VF, or...
I believe so.
Is that the one that got launched kind of on downloadable stuff for, like, $15 or free, depending where you wanted to get it?
I want to say so.
Okay, VF5, it has been out. I mean, because now I'm getting confused with the weird crossover with DOA 5 or 6 or whatever the hell they're at. Where you start getting the bleed over of, like, Akira into DOA.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. I'm not a VF guy.
Then they had, like, a Tournament of Legends for Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Wow.
Like an arcade cabinet there, yeah. That was their main games.
Who won Super Street this year? Who took that one?
A guy named Infiltration. He's a Korean player.
Okay.
I've seen him play. He got third place a couple years ago. He plays Goki, which is also Akuma.
Ah.
He's very good at it. Yeah, he kind of dominated. He was so good.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, when he played against Daigo, who's probably, people consider him like one of
the greatest.
Like the greatest. He just dominated him.
But, I mean, the thing about Daigo is Super Street Fighter 4 has really never been Daigo's number one game. Like, his game was like
the earlier Street Fighter
games.
Yeah,
like Street Fighter.
He's really good at Turbo.
Turbo, yeah.
And he's played Alpha really well. One of the Alpha games, I'm not sure which one, but yeah, that's, well, he's won it twice though, but those were earlier versions of the game.
Yeah.
So in this, Ryu's not as good as he was like in Street Fighter 4 or Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah. Well, he also, Daigo was a Ken guy too in one of those. His world famous parry of,
oh yeah, it's Third Strike.
Third Strike with his full parry blocking and all that crap into his own EX Ultra, whatever the hell it was called.
You can look up that video. Yeah, it's pretty impressive to do that and against somebody in a live combat. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you just watching it, you don't really understand what's happening if you've never played a fighting game. But if you take, you know, 5 minutes to read about what's happening, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, it takes a lot of skill to do what he did.
So Infiltration 1, Super Street this year.
Yeah. And then in UMVC 3, a guy named, who calls himself Filipino Champ.
Yeah.
I love that name. He won it. He plays two teams. He plays a team that has Phoenix, Dr. Doom, and Magneto, and his other team is Magneto, Dr. Doom, Dormammu. And he got sent into losers earlier on, in winner's finals, I think, and then he came back and beat this guy called Ifrit.
Ifrit?
Ifrit or Ifrit, I can't remember his name. It's a funny name. Yeah, but he won it, and he was actually the favorite to win it.
Oh, really?
Everyone was saying he was going to win it, and he actually did win it.
Nice. I just remember the day that happened, Filipino Champ was trending on Twitter, and I don't know if... I need to check with Jen or something like that on her Twitter account, because, you know, I don't really understand this stuff, but
yeah,
I check Twitter pretty frequently, and I'm really enjoying the trending topics that come up, and for me, it's like always half the time the trending topics are video game related. And I don't know if it's because like the internet knows me now. Like if it's like, you know, when I start my Google search and it's like I start typing in like lollipop, of course it's already ready to say like, yeah, you're looking for a lollipop chainsaw, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, you know that. Not any other kind of lollipop, just that. So I'm wondering if the trends are getting pushed towards me because of like things I'm already following on Twitter, but I don't know. But finding like things like Filipino Champ trending on Twitter for a couple hours and then reading the tweets that are about Filipino Champ, some of which just have nothing to do with, you know, the Marvel vs. Capcom player, like just racist nonsense that's happening all the time.
People do not like him. He's kind of hated.
Oh, okay. Because
he's kind of mouthy. He's kind of like arrogant.
But I mean, like, I was reading about Filipino Champ tweets, and it was like a 1-to-1 ratio of like, congrats, Filipino Champ beating Ifrit or Ifrit in the MVC final. And then the other tweet would be like, you know, how come all Mexican Filipinos think they better than everybody else? They not champs. I hate them. And then it's just like, you know, just very horrible things to say after that.
I don't know. That's just weird how Twitter trends that way, I guess.
So those are the big two, right? Street Fighter and MVC3.
If you want to find out, you can go on like Kotaku, or you can go on Shoryuken.com and find out. I know some of the other winners, but
iPlayWinner, they did some coverage.
Yeah, iPlayWinner did some coverage. They're the ones who actually streamed it.
Oh, nice.
With another guy.
How was did Seth Killian announce?
Yeah, he did the Super Street Fighter 4 finals.
Nice.
He announced it, yeah.
Okay, so they also had you said Mortal Kombat 9, MK9. Was that good or was that weird to watch?
I like watching it, but the problem I have with Mortal Kombat is like combos are so long. Like they're literally like, it looks like 20 hit combos that do like 33% damage on somebody. And it's just like, Jesus, can you play this game? Like one hit and you're just done.
Okay.
And it's so frustrating to watch that, to me at least.
How was watching the... what was it? The final... The 13? Which one was
King
that?
Of Fighters.
King of Fighters?
Yeah, well...
I was not a King of Fighters guy.
Neither am I, but watching the finals was pretty good because there were some pretty good combos in that, and the final players were a Korean player and a Mexican player.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in the crowd are cheering for the Mexican player.
Oh, the real Filipino champ.
Yeah, the real Filipino champ, yes. But there was here was a pretty big Mexican contingent there, and they were cheering him on, and that was nice to see. It's nice to see when the crowd gets really into it.
Yeah. That's in Las Vegas, too, every year,
yeah,
right?
They have it in Las Vegas every year, yeah. They had it at Caesar's Palace this year, I think.
Oh, man. That'd be cool to go to that.
Yeah, it would be cool to watch that. It's be good. A lot of BO, though, I bet.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I would not want to...
I bet that place... Like, I've been to Vegas, and so they do a good job masking the smells of a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to beat a bunch of sweaty gamer dudes.
There are thousands of people in that room. It's ridiculous.
So what other...
There was Soul Calibur 5, which I didn't watch. Yeah. I'm not really interested in that.
I played that game this year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Came out this year.
Oh, yeah. Did you like it?
No.
No. I don't like that game either. I don't really like that type of game.
I wanted to, but it's not for me.
And then Street Fighter Cross Tekken, a couple of Koreans won. Infiltration with his partner, Laugh, won it.
Really?
Yeah.
Team battle?
Yeah, they had to do teams.
Somebody had to be Capcom, or Street Fighter, somebody had to be Tekken?
You didn't have to pick those characters, but somebody had to be
your partner. Was the winning team?
It was Ryu and Rolento.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So Capcom, Team Capcom.
Team Capcom, yeah.
Speaking of MVC 3, just announced at EVO, I believe, was a DLC patch.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken, you mean.
Oh, what did I say?
You said MVC 3.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My mistake. I do that all the time. Confuse those. No. Street Fighter Cross Tekken, right?
Yep.
DLC. It's going to be $20. And you'll be getting, 12 new characters?
Sounds about right, yeah.
So you're getting Blanca, Sakura, Guy, Cody, Dudley, Elena, Jack, Brian Fury, Alyssa, Lars, Lei, and Christy.
That's a lot of characters.
12 new people. And then also what comes... There's a major rebalancing to ST Cross Tekken. SXT. Sext. A free rebalancing to everything that's like, I don't even want to go. I read through the list and it is.
It's jargon.
It is some code, nonsense code. You're fine.
Yeah, it's like hitboxes and like, you know, there's certain combos that might change.
Things
now,
that I don't even understand. Like, we removed the technicality behind the Rolento's heavy jab. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
Climb on in, John.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. Don't worry.
I'm going to make some noise right now.
That's okay.
Got some of my stuff out of the way.
Okay. how deep are we in?
I really have to listen.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let's rewind.
Okay.
It was the worst opening ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
To recap, I'm tired. Matt wants Taco Bell. We talked about Walking Dead and Evo and Spelunky.
Okay. I didn't play Spelunky. What did you guys think? Never mind.
You can listen.
I'll listen.
We like it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we like
That's
it.
All I want.
We're pro Spelunky.
That's all
it's
I want.
It's a good game.
Okay.
You should play it.
I'm a Spelunkyist.
Hey, Griff, I'm getting Downpour.
What is that?
Silent Hill.
What's wrong with you?
I've been waiting for an email that says I'm getting anything, and it was
fine. Why don't you just get me binary domain?
I should just get you binary domain.
I want to play that. anything else on Evo this year, Matt?
No, I would say last year's was better. There was no like defining moment,
okay,
really, but it almost reached 100,000 viewers.
Who won last year? Was it Justin Wong?
No.
That was 2 years ago.
For the... MVC 3 was a guy named Viscant. He used a Phoenix team also.
Yeah, and it seems to be the trend, right?
Kind of. Phoenix, they tone things in the game so you get less meter and stuff like that, so it's not as easy to... Because she has to have 5 meters, and when she dies, she turns into another character.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I thought she had a health regen to her or something like that.
Maybe when she's different.
I don't know.
Whatever, it's supposed to be harder with that character now, but he still won it, like Filipino champ used to Phoenix. And then last year, a guy named Fudo, who's a Japanese player, won.
Oh, yeah, I remember Fudo.
Street Fighter 4.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Cool. Anything that surprised you not being in the MV or the Evo this year? Like any game, any fighting game that you're like, I am surprised that this wasn't in it. Like, was there BlazBlue? Was there no BlazBlue this year?
They have a lot of side tournaments there.
Wasn't the Atlas, the new one, the Persona
4?
Yeah, the Arena.
I think they had a side tournament for that. They had like a separate stream going.
Because that's not technically out in America yet, but it's like cabinets are out.
Yeah, I think they had like maybe a actual release of the game or a cabinet there, but they were streaming that also.
Okay.
They have a lot of side tournaments and a lot of other games to play there.
Ed Boon made an appearance with his Injustice or whatever the hell it was. John, what's up?
God's name of this? Injustice. God's
Inglorious.
No,
Justers.
Injustice.
Isn't it two words?
No, Injustice. God's Among Us.
There we go. Yeah, that's God's the Among Us. Okay.
I watched some of that.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It looked kind of interesting. Game.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, Batman and Solomon Grundy fighting in. Solomon Grundy punches Batman through like three freaking buildings or something.
Born on a Monday.
And he lands in a new stage. Looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. That does look cool. I got some game playing in myself this week. I finished Spec Ops The Line. Yep. Even though I didn't really think I was going to finish it until I heard people say, holy crap, that thing gets nuts and turns sideways. And then I played it, and they're totally right. And that game does some really, really cool stuff.
Aren't you glad you finished it?
Absolutely. I am so glad I stuck with it and finished it. Like I popped it down to easy. I was like, I'm tired of having to restart things. I just want to get through this. And, you know, never at any point was it super challenging, but I didn't really... I just wanted to burn through it, not play strategically. So I wanted to drop it down so I could take some damage, make some mistakes, run into a group of dudes, you know, do some crazy headshot nonsense if I wanted to. But just some of the things that game does are very notable. Like the kind of the dynamic change in the call-outs to, or the, I don't know what you call them, like the accidental, the call-outs, like when a character is saying something in combat, just the banter that's happening between them, how it changes through the course of the game. So like your team and yourself are just getting more and more worn down from the crap they're going through the entire time, and the psychological and emotional damage done to them really starts to show by the end of that game. So you start... It starts manifesting in a number of ways, the most notable being in sort of like the insanity effects they start pulling on you, like Kojima style, or what's the other one? Eternal Darkness, where it just starts messing with your head as a game player, and then consequently you're like, oh, okay, I kind of understand a little bit more of the psyche of this dude who has... done some shit as a human being. And then the voices, or the things they say. So, you know, they start out very professional. You know, it's like, kill confirmed. Tango down. You'll be taking a guy out, and they're like, hostile, on the move, eyes wide, take him out, moving from cover. And they're just very professional, very, you know, crisp call-outs. And by the end of it, you know, when you're in the last sections of that game, Nolan North is just saying some of the most horrendous things you could ever, like, dude, is probably, they had to replace that dampening material in the studio after he was in there, because it was just soaked with the F word.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just very, very angry. Very angry, but justifiably so. And I would recommend that anybody play that game for just an educational, like what do you call that?
For posterity?
Not posterity, no. Like for the educational value up, for the academics of understanding what this game is going to do to change the gaming landscape of the future. And it's like, you know, what is it what it gives consequences to actions you take in a game setting that doesn't often bring that sort of stuff to the forefront. So I would recommend a person who likes video games on a intellectual level to play that game. Not just, it's not a great game to play. Okay. Like if you're like, I just want to shoot some guys and, you know,
yeah.
Just drink this Bush Light and call some queers what they wow. is on that head on the Xbox, then mm-hmm. this game might not be for you. You know, but if you liked the idea and the study of games, then, you know, this is definitely going to be up there for things that are important. Yeah, it was nuts. Lots of endings.
Lots of endings? Like more than two?
Four.
Whoa, okay.
Four different ways to end that game.
Cool.
Very cool. John, did you play anything?
I finished episode 2 of Walking Dead. That was cool.
Did you kind of know what was going to happen?
Oh yeah,
I kind of knew it too. Like exactly what
that
was going to happen.
Weird, awkward, itchy twitch that was like something is not right here.
Yeah,
and then God, that's what it is.
I actually like
you're a zombie.
Zeroed in completely.
Yeah,
you're
no,
two zombies.
It took me all of like pretty much. Yeah, pretty much as about the time that you get the rest of the team to the farm, I was okay. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
And when you and I was definitely sold on it when we went to check out the campsite. I was like, yeah,
yep,
that's what's going on. That's weird.
I did like it, though.
It was really good.
I like they took it in that direction.
If I'm being redundant, let me know. But did you... you looked at all the... like the percentages for choice options and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Were you on the lower end of it or the higher end of the choices? Like, because a lot of mine said that I did like 80% of what the community did.
Yeah, I did most of what people did, but there were a couple where like 18% did what I did.
Really?
Yeah,
I was mostly in the majority.
There was a couple I was in the minority.
And I think
Matt likes to blaze his own trail.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes that happens.
I was surprised though. One of them, I can't say what it is, but like,
right,
one
right,
of them, like,
know.
I expected more. People
hey, I can
to do what
I can
did.
Talk in circles around the Spec Ops the line too if we want to keep doing this.
Well, it just I know that Telltale said that their mission for those decisions is they want to hone those down to the most like 50-50 yeah. like they want it to be a tough decision, and their way of judging that is if the community is like. Pretty close to split.
Yeah.
And so I saw for this, for episode 2, where like it's heavy swings where it's like decision 1 is like 85% of people made this choice. And then like decision 2 is like 87% of people did this choice. And it's just like, wow, the only one that was like a close to 50-50 split was still a 55% like lean in one direction.
So they're not going to go the Catherine method of like, in the end, it's like they ask you two questions and it's like, all the time 80-20.
No. Do
you believe in love at first sight, or
yeah.
do you believe in abortion? And you're like, wait a second.
Two different questions.
What?
Apples and oranges. Apples and asparagus. Like not even the same department. I would find them in different aisles of my shopping store.
Of course it's gonna be split in a very obvious direction
right.
because one has nothing to do with the other.
Right. But their choices were a better split in the first episode. A lot of those were like a little bit more like 40-60,
yeah.
50-50. Like closer in that range, or at least it was when I played it. This one though, it is a little bit more like that, but it's just like more of the choices that they had in this one seem like that's just like the thing you would do, right? I mean,
a couple of them,
it was just like I really feel like one of the times, like I went to go answer something one way, and it was I think I missed it, and the timer ran out, and I was just like, crap,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but I still feel okay with the decision, but at the same time, I feel like I got thrust into... I feel like I just sort of got shoved into a demographic without actually being able to make a decision.
Speaking of shoving something into a new demographic,
sure.
You guys hear that Activision and the China company Tencent are bringing some weird Call of Duty Online thing to China?
No, I didn't hear any of this.
Okay. Well, they are.
Okay.
Well, sorry.
Breaking news.
That's really all I got. Okay. I didn't want to read more about it than that because...
Like, it's Tencent DLC for China? Or what? Like, explain this. No.
Tencent is a company's name.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Call of Duty for 10 cents a share.
Hey, in China, 10 cents could be the world to them.
Yeah, that's...
For all I know.
That's how exchange rates work, right? Yep.
Exactly.
They're supposed to be launching a Call of Duty Online for aimed at an Asian market, so free to play.
In China is that market?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Asia, which is mostly China.
Right. Yes, I understand.
Geographically and population wise.
Sure. I understand it. I just didn't know
they win.
Like comparably, like does China play enough games to constitute that as a profitable endeavor?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Enough. Plus, I also hear that Tencent just purchased the dudes that own League of Legends for a $400 million.
What?
Tencent is like this crazy, bizarre, up and coming, like super power in the video game marketplace that's just going to roll over and crush things until they don't make any money on their game because it's just
right.
So, hello, Call of Duty Gold Farmers.
Right. That sounds exciting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, China is the perfect place for that.
You're right.
Call of Duty gold farming.
I don't know what version of Call of Duty it's going to be. Is it going to be Black Ops? Is it going to be Modern Warfare 3, 2, 1, 0? Is it going to be Black Ops 2? What is it actually going to be? Is it a suite?
Well, would you really want to do Black Ops in China?
Well, it's online only, well, I suppose so you're not going to be it's only multiplayer, so you're not dealing with. Plus, Black Ops didn't really have anything to do with that.
Yeah, but it's close.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's a lot of the ghosts. You can't have ghosts.
Yeah.
Can't have headless dudes.
Just make it all.
No zombies.
Can't have zombies.
Can't have zombies in Asia.
What?
No. You gotta hide those bones.
Oh gosh. Did you read World War Z?
No.
It all starts in China.
Well, that's the most likely place because they don't believe.
It is.
They're the least equipped. It is.
They would all just imagine everybody is really, really sick. And they would all die.
Speaking of things that are rumored and not actually possibly, I don't know. I don't have a segue for this one, sorry.
Okay, good. Just go.
Segway. I'm just going to bang out a couple things right here. Transformers, Fall of Cybertron. Hey, great news, everybody. It's been moved forward a week.
Sweet.
August 21st. I am very happy about that. And they launched a new trailer for it. High Moon Studios did. Oh, it's a beautiful trailer. I'll be linking to it soon. And it's got Metroplex. Just in-game Metroplex, like moving around and stuff. Yeah, good. Other awesome things that happened.
Hey, Matt, you going to play that game?
Oh, I do, huh? Yeah. I didn't play the original. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like 2 episodes ago, we were rimming on him.
Yeah, rimming on him, yep.
Ribbing.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure by yours and my favorite studio, CyberConnect 2, masters of the Naruto games, and this year is Asura's Wrath. Yeah, I know. Whatever. They're doing a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I don't know. Do you guys know what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is?
No? Nope.
You call yourselves Japanophiles.
Well, if you were to tell me that there would be a Bobo game, then I would get super excited. Because that game could be about anything.
It could. Nose hair everywhere.
Exactly.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is a very long-running anime manga about a dude named JoJo. And it's like his family is like a bunch of Super Saiyans, and they have familiars.
They're like Super Saiyans, or they are?
They are like
Super
Saiyans. They're super dudes, and they have familiars that fight for them. And it is like the longest running. It is like the Law and Order of manga. Like it is, yeah.
Like
it is like
20 episodes of Or, I'm sorry, Seasons.
It may be on par with, like, Fist of the North Star, as to, like, it just won't end, and nobody knows why.
Okay.
Great.
So, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, being done by CyberConnect2. Again, another trailer that you need to watch, because, damn, it looks good.
Okay.
If you've seen any of Asura's Wrath...
Is it cel-shaded art style?
Yes.
Sweet.
But, like, sexy cel-shading, not just, like, your usual...
Like Borderlands?
A bit. I would compare it to Asura's Wrath. It's very much in that sort of, like, hyper-realistic cel-shading.
Okay.
Like, not...
Really bright colors?
No. But, like very, very attentive... A lot of attention paid to detail, but it's still kind of cartoony and thick lines on everything.
Okay.
So I watch it. I'll get a trailer up, and it just looks nuts. And coming from Asura's Wrath people, it's like, yeah, okay, good. That works. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, I hardly understand it. And
that sounds
CyberConnect, sure, you guys go do that. You just Sharingan or whatever. I don't know what they do in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Other good news of things maybe getting announced, Tiny Wings 2.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 343 Studios rumor possibly making Halo 2. Halo 2.
I was looking at what you wrote there, and I think I know what that means.
It's a HD remake anniversary collection of Halo 2. Because of some comment made by, like, a 343 employee that's like, we are looking forward to doing more anniversary collections in the future.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And Neil Gaff is running reaching with this. Is like, yeah, it could happen. It was a slow day or something like that, like last week on Thursday.
I mean, that's not surprising, though. I mean,
more little tidbits here. Nights into Dreams getting an HD remake for the PS3 port and a PS3 port.
Is there any rumor that has move support?
I don't know why you would, but maybe.
Well, I just remember the one Nights game that came out for the Wii was actually sort of decent. I understand they.
It was a Nights game for the Wii?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I understand they're completely different games, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you guys know much about this, because I know very little. In the trailer for it, it says you can play the Saturn version. Are you guys familiar with this at all?
I've seen this game in
my understanding before. Was Knights was only on Saturn.
Yeah. Because it was impossible to port, is what I thought.
Right.
You couldn't actually port it to another system because the coding on the Saturn was so obscure and crazy and nigh impossible to replicate that you could only play it on the Saturn.
Right, and that's why they weren't going to like make a Knights 2 or anything.
Well, that's why you just didn't see any emulation or ports of Knights into Dreams before. And
The only other iteration of Knights up until the one that came out for Wii, which was not a Knights game, it was so weird, was the like weird holiday one where it was the same damn game, but Knights was dressed up in Santa apparel.
A seaman hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought that was just kind of a weird little thing to throw in your video that I thought was a big deal, but I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
Play the Saturn version of this game is like, okay.
Well, just, I don't know. Like, I thought that was impossible, and apparently it's not.
Well.
Maybe.
Well, this is also, like, this is also in a time and age where if you were to, like, if somebody were to walk up to you and say, 4 gigabytes of storage space is, like, massive. But nowadays, it's like, I got terabytes.
Well, I'm just saying, in terms of an emulation, like, ability to emulate an actual game, it
sure.
Maybe it's not a perfect port, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Maybe, I mean, you could port it to systems, but it might not work well. So, perhaps this is a leap forward because they finally cracked the code.
Correct.
But I never really cared about Nights into Dreams, so.
Nope.
Let's see here. What did I write? This weird Marvel thing that's happening. Marvel superheroes and Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes are going to get combined into one online bonanza downloadable game using, I think it's GGPO technology to play online. So you can play the first Marvel vs. Capcom And then you can play the arcade game of Marvel Superheroes, which is, I believe, another fighting game that's only Marvel dudes. So, reaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching those things and I was like, oh, I feel like I'm just watching Mugen or Mugen or something.
Yeah, basically.
But I guess that's just where all those sprites got ripped out of and put into.
Mm-hmm.
John, you mentioned something about High Moon making another game that's intertwined with the Marvel franchise.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week we talked about how it was mentioned that High Moon, the guys that are making the new Transformers game and the old Transformers game, for that matter, we're working with Marvel on a game, and it is looking like it is going to be based on the comic book called Hitmonkey, where basically the premise for this comic book is that this is a monkey who picked up all of his Hitman skills from his owner.
This is Monkey Talk?
What's that?
I said okay, and then Griff said, "Does he talk?
Does the monkey talk?"
I have nothing. If you go to like the Hitmonkey website, which I think is just hitmonkey.com, all it is just it's a banner image with a monkey with a gun,
man.
And it says it's bleeped out, but it says shit just got bananas.
That's great.
And yeah, it says it's just
why
says,
High Moon Studios. Just,
I don't know. It could be really cool. You don't know. Monkey shooting dudes. It could be cool. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It could be.
I don't like monkeys, so already disadvantage.
All right. It's a macaque monkey. It's sort of like a.
I actively don't know what that means.
Kind of like a baboon, but smaller.
Yes.
Okay. And it's the only other thing known about it right now is that it's coming out in 2013. I imagine we'll see more of it come Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con is now.
Isn't it good? It's going on now?
This weekend?
I think it is as we speak.
As we speak? Okay.
Well, maybe it's not. It would be weird if it were starting on a Monday, right? Okay. That's usually a Friday, Saturday thing.
Did I mention that I went and saw Spider-Man?
No, you how didn't it? Mention it.
It's good.
Good? Okay.
Speaking of Marvel things,
how
was it?
It was all right. It's a movie.
I believe the Lizard Man does not die at the end. Don't tell.
Nobody dies. It's a superhero movie.
No, he doesn't. Plus that game. Somebody does die in that movie.
Is it Peter Parker?
And there's a ton of blood when he dies.
Wait, is it Uncle Ben?
He dies.
Well, Uncle Ben does die, and that is really good.
How Uncle is Martin Ben. Sheen's Uncle Ben?
Screw Martin Sheen. Pretty good. That's probably the two best actors.
At
in
what
there.
Point do you think Martin Sheen will actually physically die, and Emilio Estevez will just inhabit his old flesh?
He'll just crawl into it. God, it's got to be when like does... 15 more years.
I was looking at pictures of Martin Sheen and Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez over the weekend.
Right.
And it is terrifying how much Martin Sheen looks like a chubbier Emilio Estevez and nothing like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Genetics.
Yeah, so I feel like someday that man, he's just... It's going to be like a Mission Impossible moment where he rips his face off and it's like, it's been me the entire time!
Yeah.
I deserve the Oscar.
Okay, back on track. You want to talk about that Street Fighter Cross Tekken DLC?
Got it. Chuck, in the bag.
Oh, you already talked about that from...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I would like to talk about some more nonsense, just quick little things here, though. Phantasy Star Online 2 coming to
buddy.
North America.
How excited are you
guys? Not very excited, because this isn't news to me. This was already said, like, months and months ago. Even
was
though,
it?
Yeah, people are
I
saying this is... I swear to God, like, when this happened, when Phantasy Star Online 2 came out in Japan and it was announced, it was said, oh, and we'll be bringing this to North America sometime.
With no exact date. I thought it was more... the comment made about it was a little bit more brushed off than that, being like, yeah, we'd like to, but it's not a focus right now.
Yeah, of course, right.
Like,
but still, to me, that's like, yes. And then the fact that they say, we'll be bringing it to Vita means, yes. you have to bring it to North America.
Eh.
If you're going to bring it to Vita, like, I don't know. Maybe
Vita exclusively.
Maybe I just like built this around my own brain from all
the
little
pieces.
You're
just like the guy that's constructed that. That Yes 343 would like to make an HD HD collections now.
I believe
Halo 2 anniversary coming.
If I take my tinfoil hat off, then they'll beam the thoughts directly in there.
Exactly.
I can't think for myself. Yeah, so now officially announced from Sega that it will be coming to North America and Europe.
Cool.
But the bummer thing is, it's only for PC and Vita and smartphones.
I'd play it on PC.
Android and, yeah.
Play it on PC.
I don't have a PC, so that's why I'm bummed.
Well, that's true.
So then I have to play it on Vita or something.
I think the game looks boring. I don't know. I can't just get into that game.
You're right.
Does this mean that
I won't either?
Are they taking down the servers for Phantasy Star Online 1? Like the original?
I think so.
I think they did that.
No, my understanding was those servers are still very much online. Just.
Huh.
But
I'm not sure then.
The thing is, you have to own archaic technology to be able to play that.
I don't know.
You have to own a Sega Saturn with the network adapter and. A Dreamcast. And you have to have that network adapter, and you actually have to have, like, the codes.
Oh, you're talking. Okay, so you
Phantasy
think.
Phantasy Star Online, but.
No, that's gone.
Are you serious?
I think you could probably run it through, like, image servers. Eh? Like how you could still technically play like Star Wars Galaxy,
okay.
But real PSO. Who would be running the servers? Sega? Why?
Why not?
Because that costs money, and they're not getting anything. It's like, well, I guess somebody just bought another Dreamcast today. Justified. Like, where are they getting the money from that? That was a third person downloaded Sonic 4 Episode 2.
They have
we get to keep the server on for another week.
They
Yeehaw.
Have nothing else going on.
Yeah.
They might as well just have some guy.
Somebody bought
there.
We sold the first copy of Yakuza Dead Souls. Hooray!
It's all just employee funded.
Hmm. Well, if it was employee funded, then I think we'd be having there would be a lot more games coming out if like Sony or Sega was just like internal Kickstarters for everything.
There you go. What else we got, Griff?
Other things we have would be John. You posted here Final Fantasy VII for PC.
I posted that.
I did.
Matt posted that.
What?
Yeah. It's re-release. I don't know why they're re-releasing it.
But. I was curious for the author of this to ask them what platform is it coming out, or through what venue can you purchase this?
The retail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Box.
I think so.
A box copy.
I think so.
For a PC game?
It's not Steam.
It's not Steam. It's not.
Maybe it'll be off their like official website or something.
Is it like
it could? I don't know.
Didn't say.
You know, Square Enix's booming online marketplace.
Dude, have you been to their store?
Yes.
I have
a membership.
There are so many things I want to buy. I've bought things actually from that store.
Gross.
Before. Yeah, that's now that I remember those things that I bought from there.
Gunblade necklace.
actually, you know what I did buy? This is how.
Oh no! What'd you buy?
Hold on. This is back when I worked at GameStop.
Nova Crystallis.
Hold on. This gets really good. I back when I worked at GameStop, I bought the Shinra security badge.
So you win.
So that's not that bad. So that I could put my name on it, and then I work at GameStop.
What kind of badge was it? Was it like
it's just a polymer? It has a steel lanyard. And then had a hanging like
it's a good defense, but no speed boost. So what's the point of wearing the steel lanyard?
It had
you go mithril.
It had a hanging like plastic flap, but had a card insert that just said Shinra Corporation on it. But then you like had to fill in the like name and stuff like that, and had a little area.
Automatically was the default name on like the trial package said nerd.
Yep,
I'd wear something like that.
When would you?
And then it had a little area, had a little watermark for the Shinra logo, and then had a place that you could put your picture in there. And then
you get a fucking Taco Bell, and they're like, "Oh, you're a Shinra employee. You get a discount, 10% off."
I get a lot of questions.
Well, no, just like working at GameStop, I was like, "This certifies my nerd level."
Right? No, I can appreciate that. Like, if you're in a situation where you have to wear a name tag with a lanyard. you may as well do it big.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you might as well just go balls out on that.
It's like if you were to work in a job where you had to have sunglasses, you may as well figure out how that dude made those Deus Ex Human Revolution glasses.
Yes. Yes.
Wear those.
Or you get like the old school Oakley over the top ones.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't like Oakley. Let's get some blue blockers.
All right.
Nobody knows how you can acquire this game. Do you think a box copy?
I'm thinking a trailer for it. I think a box.
Do people buy things in boxes anymore?
Do people buy PC games in boxes anymore?
I don't think so. I think there's these really great things called places where you just download shit.
Yeah,
like get some boxes and here and there. Does at my local Target.
I mean, Microsoft's still around.
Microsoft Game Center.
Games for Windows.
Yeah, Games for Windows.
Yeah. I think it changed names, though. I don't know.
Yeah, because I heard Games for Windows is going away.
Mm.
Good for that.
I don't know.
Or at least the title branding.
I want to say it's all getting rolled into a live Xbox Live situation. But I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
Other news that's happening right now... So, do you guys remember last year at E3 when Randy Pitchford and Gearbox showed this little trailer for Brothers in Arms?
Yeah.
Furious 4.
Looked kind of interesting.
Looked like Inglourious Bastards meets Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Yep.
Vaguely, but yeah.
Yeah. So, that was a trailer, and then nobody heard about that game ever, forever again.
Mm-hmm.
It just into the ether. And I think today or yesterday, I forget when, Randy Pitchford was in an interview with Computer Video Gaming Magazine, CVG, and he said, yeah, Brothers in Arms Furious 4 is still alive. He says that the game has evolved. It's not the same game as it was before, and it's changed, and he thinks people will like it, of course. But he says it will not meet the 2012 release window, like he said. And he says he doesn't want to talk about it until Borderlands 2 comes out.
I don't want to talk
about it. And then maybe... we'll talk about it before Colonial Marines, if we're nice.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I don't know.
I totally forgot that Gearbox is making Colonial
Marines. It's also really easy to forget that Gearbox is like not a humongous studio, right?
No.
And neither do they have just a ton of major successes.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the fact that like they're doing work still, I'm impressed with. You know?
Especially after Duke Nukem.
You say that, but... I think that they did the world a service. They got that game out, and nobody else could.
Well, that's fair.
I know.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's a dirty job, and someone's got to do it.
You're absolutely right.
So they at least did it, and they can say that they finished that thing.
Right.
They put that nail.
They
in
did
the
impossible.
Yeah.
So
they put that one.
Speaking of other, impossible and maybe not coming out games. Oh wait, Brothers in Arms, Furious 4, still a thing.
Yep.
The other big news today: Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, everybody. I was reading this.
John, this is right up your alley.
Yeah, buddy, I like Michael Fassbender.
Do you?
Him too.
Yeah. He is being cited as not only okay. So his involvement, and this comes from Huffington Post talk interview. But he's going to...
With him or what?
Yeah.
Because Variety aired this original story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought... I saw the citation for Huffington Post.
No, they had the interview.
But he's going to be producing and starring in Assassin's Creed movie.
Yeah.
It's coming out. Hopefully...
I'm saying it's not going to happen.
A year or two.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's going to happen, no.
Something of this smacks of a, this may not happen thing.
Kind of like the Halo movie. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or the World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah. Those are the kind of
That's what I'm putting it under.
This smells of that sort of thing.
I get what you guys are saying, but I also feel like now that you have a big name actor who's come out and said, like, they've attached this man's name to this film and they also give him a producer credit, like, that seems like that may be holding more water than any of those other previous things.
Sure. So I hope they make it.
I guess I'm less skeptical than you guys in this situation.
Skepticism may not be the right word. Cynicism.
Or I just, cautious.
Yeah. I just am a little leery of...
I'm tired of getting burned by video game movies.
Well, yeah. That's basically what it is. It's just that, you know what? None of this stuff has ever really come out or worked or anything. And it's...
Uwe Boll directs it.
Let's not get too excited here, but
Lara Croft and the Guardian.
Let's talk about like a director for this.
Let me just wrap up everything here with what I have written on for the story that I find interesting.
Is
you know, video game movies, you're right, get announced all the time. But what's really crazy is what Ubisoft is doing with this. They've started this thing called UMP. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it's an acronym or if it's just some fucking weird French nonsense. UMP is a way... It's a movie house spin-off project that Ubisoft is doing. So what they do is...
Because they don't have enough studios doing things right now.
Well, I mean, it's actually smart.
It's really cool. I agree.
If you're going to set... What they want to do with the goal of UMP is to have direct control over... their own video game movie properties. So instead of saying like, hey, Disney, like, why don't you just take the Rabbids and make a cartoon out of them? Now it's like, no, we're sending it over to UMP. They're in charge of the production and direction of it. And then we'll also like tie in other people to this project as well.
Yeah.
So they've said like it helps to manage some of the cost of the project to help people, like it makes it more enticing for people to get invested into it. Mm-hmm. And then it also keeps their hand in the pot so they can say, hey, you know, we don't like the direction this is going, so we're not going to do it. Like if you, sorry, Uwe Boll, but the Assassin's Creed movie is not going to be about fucking vaguely European people like wearing crappy clothes and going and like chasing down hot women.
Right.
Like,
it's their invested property and they have a right to say what does and doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then,
which is really good. Like that is the one thing that I will say that does keep me it piques my interest that this is like being handled with such care. Because this is sort of their baby.
They also, I mean, what also makes it really cool too is they said that part of the reason they want to keep it in house is they have 26 studios that are all under the Ubisoft banner that will be doing the visual effects for the games.
That's
so
really cool too.
More jobs, more work for those crazy jobs, Canadian dudes.
Plus, you're also talking about people that have worked on this project that know what that world is supposed to look like.
Yeah,
like what their design, their aesthetics. So it's not going to be like somebody else's interpretation of what the content is.
When Michael Fassbender jumps across that rooftop and grabs that pot, that's going to be the best looking, you know, CG pot.
Yep.
He's going to nail it.
Yep. So, I would love to see this happen. And, you know, to be honest, if there is a video game that exists out there that could have an interesting story arc to it where a movie is involved. Yeah. Assassin's Creed has got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, if you read the...
It could even totally be a... Because it's very clear that there are other assassins doing other assassin-y things out there.
So. Well, don't get your hopes up too much, because I think from the little... When I read the Variety article, the summary that was given about the premise of the movie was basically like... Lara Croft, like, very National Treasure, like, this man is captured by the enemy and must go on an adventure to find artifacts. His ancestors were assassins.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. When's that Uncharted movie coming out?
It's already up, man. It's called Uncharted. The video game.
It's
called Uncharted 2, Among Thieves.
I just remember,
you know,
Marky
the
Mark
best one.
And,
that's Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah, Robert De Niro. And he was supposed to be directing that.
Oh, wait, no, it was called, why not? Wasn't it called, The Trafficker?
Something with dogs in it, I thought.
No, what was that movie that came out recently that everyone was like, I'm going to go see that film because that just looks like such a thrill fest.
And that was Robert De Niro, Jason Statham.
No, this was a Mark Wahlberg film. And it was like, he was
Contraband.
Like, Contraband. Yeah.
Oh, jeez, with the duct tape face. Great.
Is that not the movie
that's totally the movie.
Why not?
Like, take the Assassin's Creed name off it. Or Uncharted. Take the Uncharted name off it.
Uncharted Contraband.
We're working on a Last of Us movie now.
Sure.
Stars Ellen Page.
No, that's a different game.
You want to say anything more about this Assassin's Creed thing, John?
I'm excited about it, but I'm not holding my breath exactly either.
Yeah.
So far, we've only got one name attached to it. If you were to ask me who would I like to see direct this, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Fincher. That's who I want.
How about some Canadian guy? Because that's probably who it's going to be.
Christopher Nolan, he's British?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah?
I believe he's British, yes.
I also watched today 13 minutes of Dark Knight Rises, like interviews and talks and things. I totally forgot how many people in those movies are mad British.
Everybody.
Everybody. Christian Bale.
Yep.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gary Oldman is mad British.
Gary Oldman is British.
He is British as shit.
Where did that happen?
I don't know. Because when I, like, they had him in an interview chair, and I'm like, he does not sound like that.
No.
What is that voice? Like,
man is an actor.
He is an actor. Yeah, what the crap? Yeah. I've never heard a British accent come out of that man in any movie. And then all of a sudden, there it is. And it's like, he is like an old, gruff, like Commissioner Gordon in that movie, and it's just like, who's this man in front of me? That is not Gary Oldman. You've pulled the hood. Oh yeah, and then Michael Caine is also mad British.
Oh yeah, well that's yeah, he is.
But, yeah,
he already is. He's already there.
There's no deception there.
If somebody was like, yeah, Michael Caine, he's no. Southern accent.
Yep, he's the most American.
I'd love to see him do a Southern accent.
Yeah. But yeah, so tons of British people in the movie. Oh man.
James Lipton on the phone, man. I'm ready for a stack of cards and questions for Gary Oldman.
Just be ironic and make Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character speak with a British accent.
He's in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's playing a detective.
He's playing not Robin?
No.
Cause why would he not be Robin?
No. No. Oh no. Christian Bale, like apparently like, after Batman Begins made a very, or maybe it was just after or before Dark Knight, that he made it very clear that if a script were ever to surface in which Robin would be involved, he would want nothing to do with it. But also, fine. I don't need a Robin in my Batman to make it.
They put Catwoman in it too.
Yeah, and I like, I really don't. That's the one part of that movie that at all so far that I'm just like, I'm willing to allow for your crazy hover plane, but...
There's a hover plane?
Spoilers. Dude, you need to be watching more trailers.
No, I don't. I don't want to watch more trailers.
Gosh, it's going to be so good. Hey, Griff, you going to go with me to the marathon?
I don't think so, no. I'm going to go with Hunter the next day.
Marathon? Yeah, next Thursday, there's going to be a Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises...
It's a marathon. Lot of... I
455 minutes.
I can't spend that much time in a theater sitting, God, when's that watching occur? A movie.
It's next Thursday. Not this upcoming one, but the next one.
Oh, man.
It's next Thursday. It's at like 6:55 at night.
I should do that.
Yeah, it's 30 bucks. You get to see three movies. It's not bad.
Oh, man. And losing money by not going.
Well, not really, but yeah.
Maybe I will. We'll see.
Do it, Matt.
We'll see you by next Monday.
Yeah, it's... All right. Yeah, you let me know.
I'll let you know. Don't worry.
Yo, in this movie, he rises.
Yeah, it's true.
Gets beat down first.
I guess I also didn't realize, beat down. But spoilers, this movie takes place 8 years after Dark Knight. It's a long time.
It takes a while to rise. It's like Blast from the Past?
Well, no, I guess...
Is Alicia Silverstone in this?
I guess apparently it's just
Wait a second. That was too good.
What?
As I said, is Alicia Silverstone in this? And she was both in Blast from the Past and the Batman movie, where she played Batgirl.
Yeah, that would be good.
Christian Bale never said, I would not be in a movie that had Batgirl.
Well, that's true. She could just, like, at the end, like, have that little...
Nipples
like,
on suits?
Have that little montage where she suits up. But, yeah, I guess, like, Batman decides that since crime is at an all-time low, he... goes away for a long time, and then that's when Bane starts this criminal uprising.
I'm gonna cheer for Bane.
They film the scene in like five different
cities. I
will,
and he'll lose, of course, but oh well.
You don't know that.
Oh, part of the interview with Tom.
Batman 4. Bane wins.
Part of the interview Bane with Tom Hardy is like he's sitting in that chair and he was talking about how like they were asking him how excited he is to be in this movie, like Batman movie, and he goes, you know, at first I didn't think it's another movie. Yes, I'm excited to be working on a big movie like this, and I like working with Christopher Nolan. But the first time I saw Christian sitting in that chair and getting makeuped up, and he's in the Batman suit, I turned into a 3-year-old going, "It's Batman." It was just like this huge hulk of a man just got really giddy about Batman.
Did he beef up a lot for the Bane role?
Dude, he has been beefy like for a long time.
Well, he was in Inception, right?
Yeah.
He was in the movie Bronson, if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah, did you see Bronson?
Bronson's a beefy title. Did they package meats in that movie? Go watch
Bronson.
No,
and also watch,
I'm not going to watch Bronson.
Okay.
He's a prisoner.
Look at pictures of him in Bronson and look at pictures of him in Warrior. He's a beast of a man. He's huge.
Right.
Like it's, and even in the some of the shots that you see of him as Bane, it's kind of hard to tell that he's that beefy. But there, I saw a couple of new shots where he is Bane with just mask and pants on, and just like, yeah, dude, that dude is a hulk of a man.
Does Bane have like a leisure mask?
No, it's all grizzly.
One mask. He's not like, I come home and
I take off this mask,
the work mask off, and I put on, you know, the swishy mask.
Yes.
The
tassels.
Speaking of beefy men, PlayStation All-Stars has a date, October 23 this year.
Also, did you see the weird thing with the extra costumes?
Yeah. Wait, no.
Yeah,
what is the extra costumes? Right. If you pre-order it?
It might be. I just saw an image for them, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now.
I don't care.
Yeah, it looked really weird.
But they were that stuff was announced, and then later in the evening, I think it was during the Evo. During Evo, they had a match of it, and then they also announced two more characters. One of which is a beefy man named Heihachi.
Yeah, with black hair.
Like young Heihachi.
Young Heihachi,
I guess. And then the other one is everybody's favorite, Toro, the Sony mascot cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the other Sony mascot cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good choices there, guys.
Whoop.
Still no Snake announced.
Still, no.
Even though during E3 they showed a picture of him and they're like, yeah, PlayStation All-Stars is going to have a lot of people in it, right? Yep. And then they showed Snake and you're like, that's weird you would do that. And then not announce him.
And then also, like, how hard would it really be to get an acquisition on Crash Bandicoot?
Well, they might be just too old now.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But is his obscurity as different as, say,
Dr. Cortex? Get him instead.
Toro? Like, really?
Cause, I don't know. Going a new direction? I don't know.
Because how much did you remember Toro when he showed up in Street Fighter Cross Tekken? I totally forgot about him up until then.
I didn't
like,
even know
I should know
who he was.
I was just that's right. Those dumb cats were a thing.
But they were
mostly popular in Japan.
It could have been my avatar from home, and I would have recognized it more than the stupid cat. Could have been that arcade cabinet in the Uncharted bar / the only thing I did in home.
Yeah.
And I would have known that's what I want. That's what I want in my PlayStation All-Stars
also,
Battle Royale is that.
We don't, like, does Team Ninja own rights for Heavenly Sword, or is that Sony? Like, I thought that was a thing that they had to. You couldn't put, obscurity, but you can't put Noriko in there.
What did they just recently do?
Team Ninja, they're working on DMC.
Okay, so maybe they're not exclusively through Sony anymore.
Oh, no, I don't doubt that they are. I just wonder where that...
Maybe Jason Rubin's like, you can't take Crash Bandicoot away from me.
Yeah, it could be.
It's the only thing that's keeping my THQ stock afloat. The only reason why I say that is because this is going to get into the most uninteresting side of podcast or of video game stuff, but I started following all the stocks of all the video game stuff.
Oh, yeah?
THQ, kind of one of the interesting ones. Yeah. No money. It's like
$0.90
cents a share.
What?
That's a lot better than it was.
You should just buy it on novelty alone.
You should not buy it.
Why?
Because
what's it only going to do? Just depreciate into nothing?
Yes. Kind of. Have you? Are you?
Would I be liable for anything?
You would be. You would have no money.
But if I would have the money that I didn't spend, right? Or the money that I spent. I don't know how stocks work.
If you were right. Like here.
I'm not saying I would buy all.
I would
the
like
shares
to buy 10 shares of your stock, and here's $10. So give me 10 shares. You give them that, and then their stock goes to zero. You don't get anything.
Right. But for a moment, I own 10%.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you own 10%. Well, who knows at this point?
Well, if it's 90 cents a share, why don't I just buy, like, all of them? Like,
because
1,000 shares.
That's a great question, John, because there are a lot of shares out there. And what THQ actually did to combat this low stock price is they had, I don't know what the technical term is, but I call it an inverse split. A split is when you have a stock... You have a stock, and the shares, the number of shares double,
this
but the price cuts
place.
In half.
Okay.
So if I gave you one orange that cost $1, then all of a sudden that orange got cut in half. You have two oranges, and each half of orange costs 50 cents. You still have exactly what you had before.
Uh-huh.
But now the thought is, like, if that stock goes up, now you have... two oranges, each worth 75 cents, so I can sell one orange and get more money out of it.
And profit a quarter.
And still have more orange.
Yeah.
So what THQ did is they took all their oranges and they squished them all back into one giant orange.
Oh.
So now if you did buy 10 shares of THQ, you would now have one share of THQ worth $1.50, I think.
I see.
Or $5.
I
think is what they're at. But... you want to just look at some really depressing stuff. You look at video game company stocks. Over the past year, pretty much every stock has dropped by about half.
Are they all, like, trending down?
Every THQ, or not THQ, EA, Activision, Nintendo, everything has dropped by 50%.
Wow.
The only company that's doing well is Microsoft.
And is that... does Microsoft, like, put themselves out on the stock market as just, like... a whole
it is,
entity?
Yeah.
Okay. But just from a production level, Microsoft is three separate companies.
Yes. Yeah. Because of that whole monopoly thing.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also, Sony is a gajillion different things,
too. Sony is like
Sony
eight
Corp,
different
if you wanna,
companies, yeah.
Yeah. The reason why I did this is I was listening to an Irrational Games podcast.
Okay.
Really good one to listen to. This was an interview with, I don't know who the girl is who plays the girl in Bioshock Infinite. I think she's kind of a new face to the scene.
Yeah. I'm
not
you're
familiar talking. With her
oh,
name,
God,
but Troy Baker could be my new favorite dude in video game voice acting. He is,
he
plays Booker DeWitt.
Yeah, Booker,
and,
which is a great name.
He is... listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I remember... Is he a guest speaker in the...
It's an interview with him. Like, it's him and the girl and what's his name? Head of Irrational Games.
Ken Levine.
Ken Levine. All just talking to
an
interviewer. And
it's an interesting
person. It is a fantastic podcast to listen to. Okay. But the reason why I bring this up is Troy Baker is a stud, man. That guy is like, I know things that are happening in video games because I love them and this is my job and I don't want to become like a quote unquote real film actor. I want to be in video games for the rest of my life and I love video games. And he and Ken like troubleshoot things in the game and like decisions to be made. And he's like, I look at all the stocks, I read all the analytics, I read about what's happening in the industry. And I was just like, man, you're a cool guy, Troy Baker. A very cool guy. So, I suggest listening to that.
Good.
And I like you, Troy Baker, if you're listening.
I'm trying to right now.
Well done.
I still hate this podcast.
I do too.
I told you, it bogs down. You know what? This is the conclusion.
It also starts to randomly download old episodes and stick them in my...
You have all your settings correct, too?
Yeah. But I've got like Giant Bomb episodes from like 2008 that it's just like, hey, you wanted these, right? No, I'm good.
This is what I've just decided that I'm going to do, is I'm just going to set everything up, like get the ones I want going, just throw that app in the background and just use the, because it still updates. That's what I do. It just updates your music.
But it doesn't.
It does not int?
It, I did the same thing. I'm like, I like just the standard music player.
Yeah, because it works.
And I want it to just download the podcast to down, like, just download them and shut up. I don't want to use your stupid player.
Yeah, until you update and fix that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, so what I've been noticing now is it just won't. It won't. I'll even queue them up, and I'm like, hey, would you please download this? I have 15 minutes before I go to work. Would you download this thing? I have to actually force it to download, too, through it, because it's not automatically pulling them when the new episodes come up.
Weird.
That
much it's been doing for me.
It has gotten to a point now where if I open the app, it is a just solid freeze for a good, 30 seconds.
I can't do anything. I just tried to use it to download that podcast, and nope.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna use the iTunes app.
Less and less thrilled with that thing every day.
Yeah, it's good that there's a dedicated thing, but they need to fix that.
Yeah, definitely.
That thing is broken.
Hey
Matt, you should get an iPhone.
Nah, I'll wait.
Good.
I heard they're
pretty good.
If I were to get a smartphone, it'd probably be an iPhone.
Apple is like $600 a share. That's absurd.
Holy crap! Did you look at Facebook shares?
No,
like, they're like, I hear they're not 30 or 40.
Are they
dollars?
I thought it went down.
I thought it was.
It was. I'm not. This is one area where I'm just so bad.
Yeah, no, like,
S&P.
I feel like that's when I know. That's when I know I'm a real adult. Is when I start getting into stock.
I've been following the.
And there's this really sweet Fortune stock 500. App on your phone, Griff. So
I use it. Yeah, it's actually a really good reader too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. Good stuff in there.
That's another thing. I really wish Google had its own independent, reader app. That Feedler app is fine, but I just wish there was a dedicated Google app.
Yeah. I would like that as well. There probably is something out there.
Well, you can go through the Google Chrome app and do that, essentially, but I don't really care for doing that either. It's, too many doors to go through.
I think that's good for news right now. That's covering everything. Something I was going to talk about, but I got to take a potty break. So I'm going to pause here and be right back. Hey, we're back.
How was your pee break, Greg?
That was good. I didn't want to pick up all that pee noise, so.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's why the commode's right next to
it. Yeah, it's paper-thin walls.
Yep.
So that thing that I thought maybe we were going to talk about was said you want to talk about it.
That's sort of sounds
cool. Valve green light.
Yeah, Valve. What
Steam?
Is it Steam green? Damn it! Now I got
green stream.
Steam green light.
Valve green stream.
Yeah. Basically,
don't cross the green streams.
Basically, Valve wants its Steam community members to be able to look at games that they are considering publishing and developing they will put up, facts about the game that they're creating and let people see what they're doing. And based on the strength of the community's feedback, they will green light a game. Like, the community says, that's what we want. Give us that.
Okay. So just, it's going to be Halo 3, right? Or Half-Life 3.
Yeah. Oh God. Well, I mean, they already have to be in
it's more for indie developers.
Oh, right, okay. Right. So it's not Valve making the game and being like, no. So we have this idea where have this game starring this man with glasses and a crowbar and a hazmat suit, and then he's got the head crabs.
You mean Half-Life 3? Yeah, give us that.
Give us that. Alex, girl, give us that. And the dog.
Why is that not here now?
And everybody's dead.
Yep.
It wasn't on Earth.
It's all a dream.
You are the free man.
Oh, man.
Part 3. You are the three man.
You're the three man. Oh, man.
We have this other game where it's just a bunch of hats.
It's more,
How many more hats do you want?
It's more for the indie developer side.
This was a Gordon Freeman hat.
It's
a three.
It's so, like I said, it's kind of like a Kickstarter thing, but this way, when people are making things and things seem rough for them, but the community really wants it. It's a really nice way to just get that pat on the back and feel like you're on the right track.
Are they soliciting suggestions? So could I send in and be like, hey, instead of making a game, can you just take a bunch of video of Gabe Newell like showing off his knife collection?
Sure.
Explain to me each one of the knives.
I'd watch that.
365 days of knife.
I'd watch it. I watch like an at length interview with Gabe Newell about all of his knives. Doesn't even have to be video game related. I don't even want to hear.
What is there more of? Gabe Newell's knives or hats in Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, that's true.
Or Steam sales. That's cool though.
Yeah, no, I think it's cool. You know? Yeah. Especially
so as, will Valve be pushing money towards these projects or
nothing?
How does
like
that work?
Nothing like that got mentioned in there. There was a little quotation here that I sort of.
So are they just pulling open the kimono and saying like, this is what we kind of have going in the works for independent people? Who's on board?
Yeah, basically it's that. Like, say we decided to start making a game and. You know, we are storyboarding it out and we start, you know, posting it up on Steam that like, hey, this is the project we're working on and these are kind of the mechanics and things we're thinking about implementing and like we think this will be a really good idea and like this is sort of our timeline and based on the strength and feedback of it, there's no this thing all starts August 30th, but it doesn't say anything about like if Steam would help fund it, but I mean, you know, if it's supposed to work like Kickstarter,
then you would say like, here's what the projects you have at hand. Who's interested in this, and would you throw some money at it?
Right. It works. It works like Kickstarter in the sense that more in the sense of you get an idea of what people are interested in, and that helps Steam evaluate whether or not that's something they want to have on Steam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They pretty much have everything on Steam now.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. Doesn't say anything about whether or not they would be helping like produce it.
Okay.
But
well, cool. Steam's doing good work. Valve is rocking it. That's all good stuff.
Yep.
We're done though.
We're done.
That's it. News covered. Next up, Matt, trivia before you fall asleep.
All right. Trivia.
Old man.
Trivia.
I'm not old. Shut up.
I'm old.
You're old, John.
You are old, man.
I'm so old.
But, okay, so my trivia again is bosses.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I did like these.
Well, these ones I don't bosses think you're going to do so two. Well on. I'll have to.
Are they bosses that aren't involved in video games? Oh. Who are they like?
Are they the like boss from...
Is it like Fumito Ueda from...
Oh, what's his name? Shit.
Who's from Shadow of the Colossus?
Boss from Office Space.
And Timika?
Who's the boss? Who's that guy?
Oh, crap.
Danny.
Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. There you go. Yeah, it's all about who's Tony Danza.
Sweet.
Great.
Great.
Okay,
was
so...
Was he in Wings?
No, he was not in Wings.
No.
Was somebody who
Tony,
looked like him?
Tony Shalhoub was the taxi driver in Wings.
No, that doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt. I'll be.
Who's the boss, Matt?
I'll be here.
Okay, is it Boss Barrel?
I'll be here forever.
We're the boss.
Yeah, first boss is Beatrix.
All right, sorry. Rewind here for a second. What? How do we play this?
Okay, I'll say a name. You have to guess the game.
Okay.
And I'll give you some clues as to.
Okay, and we get one guess with a buzz in.
Feel like I already know who this is, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's Beatrix. The main character in this game has a tail.
John. Final Fantasy IX.
Yep, you're right. I'm surprised you got
who's
that
one. Beatrix?
It's just a boss.
Oh, a boss.
A boss, yeah.
Like, she's not the boss.
Not the boss.
No, these are not the bosses.
A boss.
Even if you said, I don't know, who is the boss in that game?
Kuja.
Kuja.
Kuja? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, second
and then
one,
you fight God at the
Red
end of that
Chocobo.
Game, too, so.
Wish you could fight a Chocobo.
Red Chocobo go mess you up. God Chocobo.
Yes.
Boss Chocobo.
King Chocobo? The giant fat Chocobo?
What did that appear in?
7, at least.
Giant? Fat Chocobo. That was
Chocobo.
Fat Chocobo. Like, it was a summon.
Oh, it was a summon. No.
It was in 3.
It
6
was
3.
Also in 7, I guarantee it.
Really?
It was a fucking weird summon. Well, so you had the Chocobo summon that would be a pack of Chocobos that run over your but every now and then you would also summon the fat chocobo that would just fall.
Fat chocobo in Final Fantasy VI would like hold your items and shit. Or maybe this was V. I forget.
I think in both, probably.
Why not, man?
Anyway.
Final Fantasy. Experts.
Whale gods and stuff.
Okay, second boss is Dark Force. We actually taught... It's part of a series. He's part of a series.
Griff, Fantasy Star.
There you go.
Oh, damn.
Anybody keeping track of points here?
1-1.
1-1.
All right.
I'm surprised you got these two. Some of these have multiple...
Yo, we play video games.
Some of these have multiple answers.
Okay. Whoa. Fantasy Star.
Are we allowed one or the other answer?
Well, like for this, for instance, Demon Wall.
Oh, Demon Wall.
Demon
Wall. Oh, God, it's in my brain somewhere. Demon Wall.
What's a clue I can give? Shit, I can't really.
Because I think I know.
Griff, Final Fantasy 12.
No.
Yep, that's what it's. Damn it was in 4, I know 7, and 12.
Damn it! I was gonna say I know that it's in a Final Fantasy.
I think that's the last thing I played before I stopped playing that game.
Fighting a demon wall. I was gonna say 7.
That was when they're like, sure. "This is when you learn to do summons," and then I said, "I'm done."
I beat that game.
I'm so sorry.
No, dude. 12
was pretty good.
Oh, dude, it was great, man. 12 was great. It was totally respectable.
12 was all right.
The judges and stuff.
You tried to make it into a WoW game.
If you like autopiloting through a game, yeah. Sorry.
You get to set that stuff up, though.
Right, that's cool. But
it doesn't do it for you.
I don't know. Yeah, that game wasn't...
Hunt turtles.
That game wasn't wholly terrible. It was...
Okay.
There was one thing missing from that game.
The Dahaka.
We're on to the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dahaka. Gyllenhaal.
Griff. Prince of Persia.
Wrong.
Really?
Gyllenhaal?
You have to be specific.
Oh.
Okay.
Crap.
It's probably a Prince of Persia, John.
Well, I got that, but... Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
That's correct.
Whoa!
Also, The Two Thrones and Revelations.
Okay, I was about to say Two Thrones instead of Warrior Within, but I was just like,
The only one I would have ever known was The Sands of Time, and I don't even know if that's a real game.
No, Sands of Time is, but also Prince of Persia, like, the newest Prince of Persia, well, no, because there was that, okay, so that reboot of Prince of Persia.
You mean Prince of Persia 2008?
No, I mean Prince of Persia, and that's all it was called.
You mean 2008's Prince of Persia, starring Nolan North as the Prince of Persia?
Yeah, but that's all it was called, was Prince of Persia. You don't need to put it.
Well,
number
it's like MK9 when you call it Mortal Kombat 9 instead of Mortal Kombat.
No, you called that the Mortal Kombat.
He does. That's not the name of that game.
Right, but no, the first Prince of Persia was Prince of Persia Sands of Time, not Prince of Persia.
No, for the Atari?
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry. I withdraw my statement.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
I withdraw my statement. I'm sorry. I forgot about that stuff. I forgot about that Prince of Persia.
I see. All right. Tied up. Okay. 2-2.
It is 2-2. Okay. Next one is Ramon Salazar. This game was on the GameCube. So it was ported to PS2.
Griff.
Oh,
Resident Evil 4.
Yep.
Damn it. Crap.
Okay. Next one.
Crap.
That's 3-2.
Next. Salazar, was he the last dude, or was he the midget?
He was the midget.
Okay. Yeah.
He wasn't the last. Yeah,
he had that weird, like...
Admiral. Leon Kennedy.
He had that weird, like, admiral's hat.
Yeah, he was dressed up as Napoleon.
Yeah.
Yep.
He fought his hands.
That's right.
Blasted Kennedy! I don't know.
Next really boss. Annoying. Nine Toes.
Griff, Borderlands.
Yep.
Son of a bee. That's not even fair. These.
This next one's
a 4-2. I wouldn't have known that.
4-2.
4-2.
Well, he's going to get number 10, I guarantee it.
Son of a bee.
Next one is Ball Bunny. Shoots basketballs. Think of Mario's counterparts.
Ball Bunny shoots basketballs.
Ball Bunny shoots basketballs. He's a boss, like I said. Think of Mario's counterparts.
his counterpart, like somebody who travels with him all the time. So
not all the time.
Occasionally,
Mario can travel with him.
So a friend of Mario who's let's just say Griff Wario Land.
No.
John Wario Land 2.
Yes.
Oh, you asshole.
2 and
Price
3.
Is right, motherfucker.
2 and 3.
Is there a subtitle for 2?
No, it just said no, Wario Land 2 and 3.
Technicality.
Semantics.
All right.
Now this one's going to be interesting.
4-3, all right.
Okay, Belcha.
Excuse you.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me, yes,
there's
Belcha.
There's a basket over here.
That's all we get?
Barrel.
What's that?
It's actually a barrel. Belcha is a big old barrel.
Okay. That's all you got? So I'm grabbing at straws here.
This is the third game in the series. That's kind of...
Oh, I know what it is, but I don't know what the third game in the series is going to be. It's,
This one does not have any...
I don't want to say, because then John's just going to steal it with his actually knowing the title nonsense.
No colon. I'm not including
okay,
the colon.
Okay, Griff, damn it. Donkey Kong Country 3.
Oh, yes. I was just about to say it, too. Son of a bee. I didn't want to give up my turn, though. For
that's the one with Dixie Kong and...
I played conservatively.
Timothy Kong.
It's not
going to
do me any good, though, because we're on the...
That was mentally challenged Kong.
That was the one in the third one, right?
Yeah.
Where's the girl and the derpy Kong.
Yeah, the derpy Kong.
I don't know what his name was.
5-3?
Yeah, 5-3.
You can get this next one. Crying Wolf.
Griff.
Oh, shit.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Metal Gear.
I took her picture.
Yep, right?
Instead of saying this name of this next one, I'm going to give John a chance by saying... There are 2 remakes.
Okay. Well, how many games up there are 2 remakes?
Not that many.
Well, yeah, 2 remakes. Okay. Generalissimo Kilt.
I give a 5-second head start.
I don't even know this.
Take a guess.
Generalissimo
Kilt. Just take a guess. 2 remakes. Think of games. It's downloadable.
Oh,
or it can be an original, but there was a download.
John, he doesn't love this as much as I do.
Oh, well then it might not be John Turtles in Time.
No,
Griff Bionic Commando.
Oh,
yeah, and Rearmed
and Bionic Commando Rearmed.
That was 6-3.
Christ,
7-3. You got them all?
6.
How
many did you have?
The
9,
ball
9
bunny. No, you guys.
Everybody, there was none that we didn't get.
You did get them all.
Yeah,
good job.
Now?
I'm glad you got them all.
Thank you. I'm glad we got them all as well. We captured all of them.
Yep. Yep.
Nah.
Worth it.
Good round, Matt. That was fun. I like boss trivia.
Boss trivia is good.
I always try to find tough ones.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So I have to give you clues also.
Yeah, of course.
No, they're good.
Give you the name.
They're good.
Fucking sand.
I like
it. Persia.
You're
bullshit.
You're being obscure enough that it makes me.
Yeah,
have to
I can't
think.
Do like you know Bowser. You know I can't say stuff like that.
Bowser. Oh, that one game with that plumber.
No.
No, that's wrong. It's that one with
I
the blue hedgehog.
I tried doing unbeatable bosses, but there weren't like really. Those were too tough.
Unbeatable bosses.
Culix.
Oh, that would be good.
Let's
like
just
bosses.
Do off the cuff boss trivia right now. Who's Culix?
Culix. That sounds.
I don't know.
Super Mario RPG secret Final Fantasy boss in the enemy world town.
Okay.
Played the Final Fantasy music, boss battle music when you finally hit prisms and shit.
Yeah, no, that's that would be kind of a good interesting one to bosses that you are intended to lose to.
Yeah, like I was starting out that way, but some of them seem too tough and I wouldn't be able to give a clue to them and
Who's a boss you are intended to lose to?
Like the those
Beatrix is one of them. Like
yeah,
you, one time you're supposed to lose.
You
to
you do
her.
Lose to her.
What was she in?
And Dark Force is another one.
Beatrix is in Final Fantasy IX. The first time you
fight
her, you cannot beat.
I'll remember that.
You're not capable.
Never.
Of being her.
I said Dark Force. That's another one you're supposed to lose to.
And then also, like the first thing.
Lavos is another one.
Oh, I got one. I got a good
Lavos,
one.
Lavos, you do.
Lose I don't know how to make this lesson. Nemesis?
Resident Evil 3.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You just run away from him.
What was the name of the thing, the Nemesis clone in Dead Space?
The
amalgamation of...
Yeah, the thing that regenerates way too quickly, and you had to just, like, completely disintegrate him with, like, jets and
or
stuff.
Or just run away like you did in 2 forever.
Yeah.
The tentacle thing? No, not
no, 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 no.
No, it was kind of tentacly in the second one.
It looked like Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked, like, really veiny and melty.
It looked like a million worms.
Exactly. And if you like shot his legs or limbs off,
you could take him apart.
Yeah, you could take him apart.
I keep thinking of Resident Evil 4 when you say that. Looks like Swamp Thing, he has a bunch of worms.
Kinda, yeah.
So that's what I think of.
You dismember him.
He really looks like his neck is attached to his forehead, kind of thing.
I thought you could beat him, though.
Yeah,
in the first one, you could freeze him.
You could freeze him, and then, like,
it was done. Like, you froze him. It was an active thing you had to do. You had to a location, freeze him in a
reappear
thingy.
Reappear later, though? Like,
sure, why not?
Again, at some point?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was... You were not physically capable of beating him. It was like a puzzle thing.
Yeah. In the second one, you had to
a way to get away from him.
Get into the... Shoot this freaking thing into my eyeball machine.
Yeah.
Before he regenerated.
Can we not talk about that?
Climb into the eyeball machine.
This is part of that game.
Let's do it yourself. DIY LASIK.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of acronyms right there. I don't know. Unbeatable bosses is a good category, but I think they're all way too obvious.
A little bit. I had one in my head that was really good. That old man at the beginning of Chrono Cross too. You can't beat him. But if you
Final Fantasy VI, The Mist.
Yeah. Also Final Fantasy 2 or 4 rather, like, first thing you ever fight in that game just wipes the floor with you.
Oh yeah, that's right, in the village. There's, right,
yeah, you're,
well, no,
you're
you deliver you're, the you're, package you're, of the bomb and then you fight the bomb, right? You
are
and,
we talking about 4 proper, or are we talking about like 2-4
2-4 like, right 2-4
2-4
so the one with
isn't that
Cecil?
The one Yeah, isn't that the one where you're running away from...
First, you open the game with Cecil and... Well, you don't open the game, but Cecil and Kane deliver this package to this village, and then you find, what is it, Rydia?
Yeah,
and she's and you're like, here's this thing I brought you, and it's a bomb monster. It burns a village down. You fire it, and you can't do anything.
Yeah, and life sucks.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, this game's deep, man.
This game's rough.
Wow.
I was playing that earlier.
Yeah. Were you? On your phone?
I meant, like, a couple months back.
Okay. Like, earlier in 2012?
Yes.
I remember it being really cool in Chrono Cross. Like, you fight that old man at the beginning of the game, and that's, like, your tutorial phase. But he's...
Radius?
Yeah. And he's built to beat you. But when you play New Game Plus, you are totally capable of beating him. And the game has completely changed, altered dialogue for that, which is kind of cool.
Well, he joins your party after you beat him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a really good character.
You could see him. You could see that happening in the video that I recorded for this old game, Chrono Cross.
Were you playing it with New Game Plus?
No, I didn't do it with New Game Plus, but you can watch that Radius battle if you're interested and learn about the nonsense that is changing the field elements.
Yeah. It's not. I thought it was all right, McCain.
That is a bunch of crazy nonsense.
Are you serious?
That's
really good. I thought it was interesting.
To what end? Why?
What?
Why change the field elements?
It makes the elements that you would cast do more damage. If the field is completely blue, say, and you cast a blue spell, then your spells are more effective.
But then if the enemy casts blue spell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a risk-reward.
Then, I don't know. It just seems weird that you're going to be like, I will do this, and then the enemy can do it too.
Well, but I mean, like, to the same effect, like, you could also spend your efforts, like, making the field entirely, like, the opposite of what they're going to do to save, defensive, and you could
just am upset because that all tied into the end of the game, where you're like, you need to cast this in the same order that you fought the dragon gods, and then you get the FMV video of this girl walking through Tokyo.
That's the crazy
who's supposed to be Shala.
That's the crazy nonsense ending of Chrono Trigger, though, too, where it's just like, Lavos will change his...
What?
Lavos changes, like... I'm sorry, Chrono Trigger. Lavos changes his, like, makeup all the time when you're fighting him. Or no.
In Chrono Trigger?
No, he doesn't... he does a weird thing where he becomes like all the bosses that you fought.
Yes, he does that.
Yeah, okay.
You fight. Yeah, you do a like a boss rush mode.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there's that. I was getting myself confused.
Bosses.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Nice one, Matt. we could sit here and talk forever, but that's not what podcasts are for.
So, they're meant to end?
Oh, what's that?
They're meant to end?
Yeah, we gotta. Ooh. We can end this. I mean, we're almost at 2 hours, so
we could do it. We could do it. A 24-hour podcast.
Right? I don't want to. Oh God! I live a 24-hour podcast, John.
This is true.
All
right.
I don't know if we have the technology, but hey, I did want to say this is episode 81, and you know,
does that mean
that's pretty good?
Does that mean we'll bust 100 this year?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
In 20 weeks. Well, 19 weeks, we will be at 100, so that's what, less than 5 months, so.
Cutting it close.
We'll be there.
Cutting it close.
Yeah, maybe yeah. We will cut it really close.
Yeah. You go to August, that's next August, so then it's September, October, November, December.
So we've got 3 more this month, right?
Yeah,
that's how,
sure.
That's how weeks work. So we're...
Maybe two more of this.
Do about 4 every month.
So yeah, so you do 4.
4 weeks every month, roughly.
And we're in the 7th month, so kind of close.
Second one of the 7th month. Yeah, maybe. Maybe the 100th episode won't be until 2013.
And there's got to be end of the year.
Yeah, we'll take the break for the end of the year nonsense, so maybe it won't be this year. Huh.
We'll probably like hit 99 and start the new year with episode 100.
Woo. That's weird though, because we've made it to 80 already, and if you only do 20 in half a year, we've been going for longer than I thought.
Yeah, we've been going for quite a while. Okay, well, because we do also take that downtime in like January.
Yeah.
To vent our brains of nonsense.
To, yeah, be doing things that aren't podcasting every freaking week.
Yeah.
Hey, tournament check-in. If you're still listening at this point, thank you so much. And you can check the website for the tournament, Bracket the Game, Boss Royale Presents Bracket the Game. Right now, the standing is John versus Chris Backstrom in the NFL Blitz for the 64.
Yeah, buddy.
That'll be going up sometime later this week, hopefully. And then the other one is going to be myself, that. Griff, versus Gene in You Don't Know Jack.
Yeah.
Ending, finally, with Mario Kart Double Dash. I would really love this to all be done next week. I am getting so tired of this.
Yeah.
But and then we'll do the loser's bracket eventually, which will be Matt, Hunter, Dakota, and...
Whoever loses.
Who am I missing? There's one person I'm missing, right? I'm sorry, that one person.
No.
No? Oh, Ryan. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. So all prelim losers, go ahead and do this. It's going to be a scheduling nightmare.
Yeah.
They'll play, I'm thinking probably Fusion Frenzy or something like that. A four-way massacre.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kill them all at the same time.
So keep on checking the website for that stuff. Watch them. They're short. Thank you for listening. This has been Boss Barrel Radio for the week of July 9th. Episode 81. My name is Griffin Hoffman. With me is Matt Lake and John Stanhope. Internet stuff. Find us there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm tired.
It's okay this week.
I'm
Griff.
So tired.
I'm sorry I kept you guys
so
up.
Tired. It's okay. I've just been in the sun for like 5 hours.
Yeah. What'd you do to your elbow there?
We already talked about that.
Ah, damn it. All right, I'll listen.
You weren't here for this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Twice you missed it.
I'm sorry.